You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. Developing a strategy for your response is one of the most important things you'll do. Simply putting words on paper won't get the attention you need to win. In this episode, I'm covering three of the things you need to do to develop a winning proposal strategy. That is, wants, themes, and hot buttons. So first off, what does the client want? It isn't always what it seems. What the client says in the proposal and what they may have said in public statements could be somewhat different from what they really want out of the RFP process. You need to read between the lines and use other sources to find out exactly what's important to them. For instance, the client frequently states that price is not necessarily the deciding factor. You can be assured, however, that price will be a key factor in some cases and will almost always influence a decision. This will depend a lot on the client, what their current situation is, what the background, what their procurement strategies and approaches are. You need to understand all that. With this in mind, for instance, you can structure your proposal with optional services and alternate pricing structures to meet the client's needs. Other information you find about the client and what they really want or need can be used in your proposal to develop a response that's more effective than the competition's. So the next one is themes. The purpose of establishing a theme is to ensure your message is delivered within each question you're responding to in the RFP in a consistent way that you always cover off the things that are important. Themes are compelling messages you want to continually put in front of the client while they're reading the proposal. It's like running repetitive advertisements to get better exposure for your product or service. The real strategy is to ensure the client remembers the message when they're scoring your proposal. A theme that's consistently woven throughout your proposal will help do that. So themes can also help anyone writing material for you, whether they're staff, subcontractors, or even a professional writer. You can help. This allows them to understand what your main message is and hopefully see ways to incorporate it into their contribution as the theme, making the overall process easier for you to put together at the end, while also strengthening the proposal. Themes are things that provide support to your overall proposal, show your benefit or competitive advantage, or are very important to the client. They demonstrate why the client should select you and should be directly related to client issues, needs, or expectations. The themes should be woven throughout your entire proposal. Depending on what they are, you can simply write them into the text or add a separate heading within each section or question to focus on that particular theme. Your theme is a consistent message about what the client cares about. If, for example, information technology, data, and reporting are important to the client, and your strategy is to demonstrate it, add a heading in each section to explain how your solution deals with the topic and benefits the client. Use the same approach for anything that is key to winning your bid. Develop your themes during your strategic planning and strategy sessions. The information in the RFP documents and what the client has told you are only two sources for effective themes. You must look at the client's business, the history of the current service contract, news releases, annual reports, industry issues, and your competitors. Get insight from your staff and, where possible, contacts who used to work for the client or even the incumbent, if possible. So the next one is hot buttons. Hot buttons are the most pressing and important issue facing the client. You may not be able to identify them from reading the RFP or from listening to what the client tells you. Like themes, identifying hot buttons requires research. Hot buttons are different from themes. While themes are overall issues you typically repeat throughout your proposal, hot buttons are usually single issue items that are dealt with in specific parts of the proposal response. Of course, a hot button could also turn into a theme that you use throughout your proposal response. That'll simply depend on the hot button. You will win more business by showing you understand the client's key issues and by demonstrating how you support the client's issues or can mitigate them with your service or your product solution. That's why it's important to know what their hot buttons actually are. The hot buttons aren't always directly related to the requirements of the RFP. There may be something else you've learned about the client that really matters to them. If so, you can discuss that in your proposal, demonstrating your understanding of the client and the advantages you can provide. You need to understand your specific client's hot buttons. For instance, if accountability legislation for public companies is a hot button for the client, and you must adhere to it, you should clearly identify what you're doing within your organization that will support the client's requirements or show that you're in compliance with the same requirements. And you should do this whether they ask you or not. So a hot button can either be something the client wants or needs as an interested in, or something the client badly wants to avoid. General industry hot buttons are also important. For instance, environmental issues are one of the timely hot buttons of interest to many clients. Clients may be fighting negative press about their environmental record or striving to lead the industry with green initiatives. Either way, if you can emphasize how you can help, you may be hitting your client's hot button. Once you've identified the hot buttons and how you plan to address them within your proposal response, list them on a checklist to make sure you address all of them. Sometimes they don't ask questions that clearly enable you to respond with a hot button item. In that case, you need to figure out how to weave it within the proposal response. So similar to other important information within your RFP document, make sure that when you're addressing a hot button issue, it's clear within your proposal response. Don't bury it with other material or hide it in long paragraphs. Use a heading, breakout boxes, or other techniques we've talked about before to direct the client's attention towards it. So there's another tip that will help you win more business. Listen to the other podcasts for more techniques or get your copy of the book available online at Amazon and other online sellers. Get more from these blogs by asking me a question or leaving a comment on this or any other episode by going to howtowinmorebusiness.com. If you want me to cover a specific topic, simply let me know. Our contact info is on the website, and I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.